USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. With President Biden out of the country, Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Wednesday noted progress on debt ceiling discussions in D.C., saying it's about time his staff and the president's staff continued to put their heads together. McCarthy also suggested the Biden team has budged a bit.
They finally backed off the insane, unrational, unsensible idea that you just raise the debt ceiling.
Lawmakers now have to pass a bill to raise the debt ceiling before June 1st or risk a default. McCarthy said Wednesday in the days ahead he will still stand firm on passing stricter work requirements for recipients of federal government aid, a move that House Democrats are opposed to. Mismanaging classified documents is nothing new.
National Archives and Records Administration officials who spoke to a congressional committee behind closed doors in March said every administration since the 1980s has mismanaged classified documents. Mark Bradley said he's received more than 80 calls from libraries all across the country who found classified information in papers belonging to members of Congress.
Correspondent John Schaefer. A bill that would restrict transgender athletes in Texas from participating in college sports up for a vote.
Not only do the physical advantages of a biological male create unfair competition, they also can and have put the safety of women at risk.
State Representative Valerie Swanson says it is not a ban, saying biological women could still compete in men's events if there are no other alternatives. The man convicted of running down and killing 8 people with a rental truck on a Manhattan bike path back in 2017 is learning his fate. Saifullo Saipov on Wednesday got 8 consecutive life sentences plus 260 years in prison. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
A grand jury in Idaho has indicted Brian Koberger in the murders of 4 University of Idaho students last year. Koberger's been in the Lataw County Jail since being arrested in January. He's accused of killing the victims in off-campus housing. Koberger's next court appearance will be Monday, when he'll enter a plea to the murder charges. Prosecutors have not said whether they'll seek the death penalty in the trial. Mayors from across California are calling for increased funding for the state's homeless crisis. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria says housing and shelter programs in California are working, but not keeping pace.
If we want to demonstrate effectiveness and get the results that Californians deserve, we need increased state funding, and we need it to be ongoing.
Gloria is the chair of the California Big City Mayors Coalition, a bipartisan group of leaders from the 13 largest cities in the state. They're asking for proportional funding based on population and land use waivers to build more housing. The U.S. power grid may be at risk this summer. The North American Electric Reliability Corporation report warned the vast majority of the U.S. grid may face elevated power outage risks during bad weather conditions this summer. It added there's an increased risk due to a greater reliance on renewable energy sources. The report authors stressed this is not a prediction, and if weather is good, the grid should be okay. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders. NAPA!